AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A court filing says ICE does not plan to detain Kilmar Abrego-Garcia again as long as a judge's order banning it stands. Abrego-Garcia was mistakenly deported to his home country, El Salvador, and was in prison. Earlier this month, a federal judge questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow orders barring them from taking Abrego-Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. The government accused him of being a gang member. Abrego-Garcia denies it. His attorney, Simon Sandoval Moschenberg, said last week the goal is to remain free.
Justice would be that he remain here in Maryland, free from the constant threat, free from the persecution of this government, free from the threat that they're going to try to remove him to, you know, whatever fourth or fifth or sixth African country they can name, free from the threat that they're going to send him back to a detention center in Pennsylvania.
Another judge earlier found there was some evidence the prosecution of Abrego-Garcia could be vindictive. His family says former Colorado Congressman and Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died. He was 92. Campbell stood out in Congress with his cowboy boots, bolo ties, and ponytail. He was a member of the Northern Cheyenne tribe, a military veteran, a former Olympic judo athlete, cattle rancher, and jewelry maker when he was elected as a Democrat to Congress in 1986. While in the Senate, Campbell jumped to the Republican Party in 1995.
I've always been considered a moderate. To the consternation of the left wing of the Democratic Party, I imagine my continued moderacy will be now to the consternation of the right wing of the Republican Party.
Ben Nighthorse Campbell was known for his passionate advocacy of Native American issues. His daughter told the AP Campbell died of natural causes. The Trump administration announced it is freezing child care funds to Minnesota after a series of fraud schemes in recent years. Two trains taking tourists to Peru's Machu Picchu crashed. At least one person was killed. This is AP News. One of football's top star receivers is facing criminal charges.
Authorities say New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges related to an incident earlier this month. News of the charges emerged after a court hearing on Tuesday in Dedham, Massachusetts. It was immediately unclear what led to the charges. Diggs' lawyer said in an emailed statement that Diggs, quote, categorically denies these allegations. The 32-year-old NFL veteran joined New England last March. He is the leading receiver for the AFC East champions with 82 catches and 970 yards receiving. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Former Republican Senator John Kyle announced his withdrawal from public life, citing a dementia diagnosis. Kyle said in a statement, despite the diagnosis, he remains a very fortunate man. The 83-year-old Kyle represented Arizona in both chambers of Congress for nearly three decades. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game-changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.